Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, gentlemen. I'm all right. Feel like I got a little bit out over my skis last week with all that talk about 1985, but that's that.
Yeah. That's then.
We're moving forward. We got opportunities this week. It's great to be on with you guys. Ohtani, 50 for 50. Great for baseball. Happens during Thursday night football. No one's paying attention.
Yeah, but you know what? It was great for baseball. You mentioned Thursday night. What are we to make of these Jets, Joe? What do you make of Aaron Rodgers in this resurgence?
Okay, so here's a few things to keep in mind. This is smart for handicapping each week, right? Number one, you're never as good as your last game, and you're never as bad as your last game. And one thing that we kind of saw last night was, through the first 2 weeks of the season, we didn't see how bad New England could be. You saw that last night. And then conversely, we didn't see how good the Jets could be, and we saw a little bit of that last night. New England's one of these teams that if they get caught playing from behind, they got nothing. You saw it. Like, they have absolutely no way to play from behind in an NFL game. They can't throw the ball. And for the Jets, it's a step in the right direction, but we don't necessarily want to go overvaluing them, right? Good win. Now everyone's talking about Rodgers and the MVP. They got 10 days to get ready for Denver. I might look at those yes-no playoff props because, again, I thought they were a playoff team before the season started, but don't go getting out over your skis because they beat up on New England when playing at home.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I thought it was interesting to see the Jets. I just thought it was interesting to see what the quarterback looked like, and he looked like the quarterback. He looked like the guy that he had been. It was just kind of fun to know that he's not in the Bears division anymore.
I mean, given what he did for years, and now this, well, yeah, and I got nothing else to add to that. I would try to make a joke. It was for years. I mean, I've been coming on this show with you guys for more than a decade, and it's like every time I see him doing the hold, I own you, the title belt stuff, I feel so bad. Like, I'm a Philadelphia guy. The Bears aren't even my team, but I always feel so bad knowing so many people listening to this weekly segment have just been tormented by that guy. So for everyone in Chicago's sake, I hope the Jets flame out.
All right, Joe, college football, big weekend ahead. Michigan, USC, tonight, Illinois at Nebraska. That's of local interest because the Illini are rated. What do you think about the college football slate?
So tonight, the money's moving towards Illinois. I side a little bit towards Nebraska. I haven't done much with it yet. I just think it's a very difficult place to try to go play good football, right? Matt Rhule, year one to year two, there's a noticeable jump in his programs. What he did at Temple, what he did at Baylor, and what he's going to do here. Illinois is good enough to hang with them. Early money supports Illinois. I can't find myself on them just because of that crowd noise and Nebraska's ability to run the ball. So it could be a stay away for me. Rest of the weekend looks like this. Rutgers +3.5 over Virginia Tech. I think about playing Rutgers for the upset here as well. Situationally, it lines up very nicely for us. Rutgers is off a bye. Greg Schiano in his career with extra rest is hitting at about 68% against the spread, which is a great number. Okay. On top of that, Virginia Tech on Friday night is going to be in Miami taking on the Hurricanes. A little bit of a look-ahead spot here. Rutgers very physical. They can run the ball. I like them to take out Virginia Tech. I play Oklahoma +7 against Tennessee. I think this number's gotten out of whack. A month ago in August, this was Oklahoma -4.5. That's an 11.5-point swing. Granted, you have to make an adjustment. Tennessee's very good, but it's their first road game for Nico Iamaliava. All right, how's he going to hold up in that environment? Defensively, Tennessee hasn't been tested much this year. That is moving to 6.5. Sharp money played Oklahoma at 7.5, and they're going to hit it at 7 as well, so keep that in mind. I'll lay the 5.5 with USC over Michigan. Michigan is trying to run the ball and play defense, all right? But if you fall behind, you're dead, just like the Patriots were last night. Michigan's going to fall behind. They fell behind against Texas, and they were out of that game. They're going to fall behind here. USC's had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. Wink Martindale, as the defensive coordinator, has been way too predictable for Michigan. And I know the Wolverines are switching quarterbacks. They're not doing it because the other kid's better. They're doing it because the first kid played so badly they had to make a switch. There's a difference when a quarterback gets promoted. Sometimes it's an Arch Manning situation where maybe we're going to move to a guy because he's so talented. And then there's the, well, we really don't have any other options. Couple other quick ones for you. Vanderbilt plus 20 and a half over Missouri. Vanderbilt embarrassed last week in that loss to Georgia State. Good bounce back here against the Missouri team that's on a bye next week. Could be looking ahead. They haven't been as explosive on offense as we expected. ECU plus 6.5 over Liberty. Liberty wildly overrated this year. Let's take advantage of that. So to recap, Rutgers plus 3.5, Oklahoma plus 7, Vandy plus 20.5, East Carolina plus 6.5, and we'll lay the 5.5 with USC.
Joe, there are 9 winless teams in the NFL. We've been told that in week 3, since 2010, they win at a 70% rate. Do you think this is the week of the winless?
Yeah, there are some good spots here. There are going to be spots that make your stomach churn, but a good bet shouldn't be a comfortable bet. If you feel real good about your bet, you're probably going to lose it, right? Like, we want to feel a little bit of discomfort. And gentlemen, I have a lot of discomfort for you. Hemorrhoids has nothing on the discomfort I'm about to give you with some of these picks, so buckle up.
Okay.
Carolina plus the 5 over the Raiders. That's first and foremost. Low total, so I'm getting 5 with the Panthers. Andy Dalton steps in at quarterback. I'd expect them to at least be able to move the ball. The most telling thing for me with Carolina last week, Adam Thielen was losing his mind on the sidelines with the way that offense was being operated under Bryce Young. Raiders coming off a huge win on the East Coast, now traveling back. Tricky spot. Let's go with Carolina. Denver plus 6.5 over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, very fortunate to win that game against Detroit last week. They were outgained by 250 yards. The Lions were 1-7 in the red zone. Campbell and Goff did everything they could to throw that game away. Tampa should be 1-1. This spread shouldn't be this high. A lot of key injuries on the Tampa Bay defense. Do or die for Denver at 0-2, so we'll play them. Minnesota on the money line, I think they upset Houston. I don't think Houston's as good as their 2-0 record indicates. Bears didn't look great, and we'll get to them in a minute, but the Bears were in that game. And so were the Colts, and they don't look good either. And naturally, we'll get to the Colts game in just a moment. So I like Minnesota to take them out. Minnesota's defense at home with that crowd noise, top 5 in the NFL. So I'd be playing that. Arizona and Detroit over 51.5. It's been lower scoring this year. Not for these two. Arizona's an over team. Good offense, bad defense. Lions bounce back in the red zone. High scoring game. And then Tennessee minus 2.5 over Green Bay. I don't think Love's going to play. I think the market assumes Love is not going to play. Good spot for Tennessee. There's a case to be made that Tennessee could be 2-0. Bears fans know what I'm talking about. Levis has been awful. I think they get Green Bay this weekend. So we're going to go Carolina plus 5, Denver plus 6.5, Tennessee minus 2.5, Arizona, Detroit over 51.5, Vikings money line. Prop for you, Travis Kelce under 49.5 receiving yards Sunday Night Football. He looks like a guy who's been sleeping in silk pajamas, right? What did Marvin Hagler say? The famous Marvin Hagler. It's tough to get up at 5 a.m. and do road work when you've been sleeping in silk pajamas. Kelce looks like he's been sleeping in silk pajamas. And that safety tandem in Atlanta, very good defending tight ends. So I'd make that under as well. To the Bears we go. Colts open minus 2.5. It's been bear money knocking it down to 1.5. Total 47, bet down to 43.5. I like Chicago here. I talked to Bigsy about this earlier in the week, not from a gambling perspective, but we were just talking about the game. He made a great point. Bears defense is the best of the four units you're going to see here. If they're able to get their stops and prevent the big plays that Richardson's capable of, good night, because Indianapolis doesn't have a whole lot else they can throw at you at quarterback. I know everyone is overwhelmed and infatuated with Anthony Richardson's athleticism. That's great, but he didn't play a lot at Florida, and he didn't play a lot as a rookie. He's going to go through growing pains. We are seeing that. Bears defense leads the way. 85 is back on. I play Chicago here.
You know, they have their next four games are all against.
They can get on a roll.
Right now, our winless.
They can get on a roll. Yep. They can be like the 85 Bears that you invoked last week,
there
Joe.
You go.
We're going to get hot here. We're going to get hot. What we need to do is figure out how to get these receivers out of their breaks quicker. There's too much of this. We're running down the field. We're trying to double move, and then we're going to get open. That takes too long. The offensive line doesn't have all that time to protect Caleb. He's got to get the ball out quicker. We got to simplify things. Like 85, you lean on the defense. How many times do we have to say this around these parts? People should know what we're talking about by now, but he's going to get better as the season wears on. This is a good football team. They've got to find a way to not lose these one-score games, though. They came out ahead against Tennessee in week one. They didn't pull it off last week. The playoffs are going to be decided by the teams that can figure out the one-score games. That's what the wild card berths are made of. That's where the Bears need to make it rain.
This segment of the Joe Fort Mall was brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You're the best, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me. Love you, Chicago. As we say each week, go Bears.
There you go. That's our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh, and he picked him. I mean, that's gutsy.